Sloan, Distance Education Coordinator for Columbia College. I'm very enthusiastic about starting this podcast series and sharing insight, resources, and experiences with all of you, whether you're an instructor of fully online classes or just use instructional technology as an enhancement in your classes. This is a very unique and challenging time for educators. I, for one, love to talk about 21st century skills and how we can help our students be successful using technology. We know, for example, that we are all being launched into a more complex and fast-paced world of social media and online education. I want to discuss how this movement impacts us and our students. I will talk with many of you about how we can harness instructional technology to help students have meaningful learning experiences. Each week, I'd like to bring a new topic of interest. The added value is all of the topics will be tied to our OEI course design rubric sections. This will be a way to familiarize ourselves with exemplary practices. I will invite many of you to be my guests because we want to hear from you and how you specifically help your students become successful. I want to know what secret ingredient or useful tool you use to implement to help students learn. We will also hear from students who are recipients of our instruction, knowledge, and expertise. I will showcase a new emerging technology tool or tip each week that may interest you to explore further or implement into your class. Before you resign yourself to believing this podcast series is only for techno-activists, remember, there'll be something for everyone. The tip for this podcast is something that one of our very own colleagues at Columbia College has successfully implemented into her class. Most of us use a Q&A discussion form or some kind of journal feedback. Have you tried creating an anonymous survey for your students to be able to constructively provide feedback that can help transform and enhance your class? Well, we can learn so much from our students, and their input is so invaluable. So next time, we'll talk to Sylvia Watterson, EMS instructor, about how anonymous surveys impacted her teaching and student success strategies. Thank you for your time and interest. I'd like you to feel free to email me with comments and ideas at colonem@yosemite.edu. By the way, if you're interested in starting your own podcast series, I can help.